What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Unbiased Football Talk Playoff Edition. It's finally here. The regular season has come and gone. I'm just watching as a fan because the Vikings didn't make it. Mr. Mike over here is decked out. I wish you guys could see him. He is decked out right now in silver and black. Mike, what's going on?
Man, I'm excited. I've been waiting all week for this game. I think I've been watching Raider hype videos all week. Derek Carr has been getting me fired up. He dropped a hype video this week. So, I'm excited. And the last time the Raiders went to the playoffs was 2016, but we didn't have a chance because, you know, we had Connor Cook as our quarterback at the time because Derek Carr went down late in the season. So this is my first playoff game to watch with a chance since 2002. So I don't know where you were in 2002. I was in high school. I was a sophomore in high school. So this is a big deal to me, man. This is a huge deal to me, and I'm excited. And I'm also just excited for Wild Card Weekend, man. It's just a lot of great games coming up.
Well, you know, 2002, man, I was 10 years old. You know, if that tells you the age difference between Mike and I mean, I didn't start high school until 2006, but.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm ready for this weekend, too. I usually do the same thing, especially before the season starts. I watch a bunch of hype videos and get some goosebumps going on. You know, I did message you yesterday. Yesterday was 4 years since the Minneapolis Miracle, Stephon Diggs. And I did it to myself. I watched this stupid video, put myself in my feels because, you know, it happened. And then I remember what happened the next week. Doug Peterson, yeah, Nick Foles decimated the Vikings.
You know what? And that when you showed me that, I was, for one, it gave me some feels. You know, I'm not even a Vikings fan. I was like, right. Man, you know, it's just, you know, NFL, man, fandom, the fanfare is just great. And second, had me a little bit worried because, you know, we're coming off a high as well. You know, we won a pretty crazy game in overtime against the Chargers. Hopefully we don't follow it up with an egg, just like the Vikings did the following week with that loss of the Eagles. So
yeah, that was a big egg laid by Case Keenum, Mike Zimmer led Vikings team. But anyway, let's start it off. We're gonna talk a little bit about Bengals versus Raiders. Vegas on the road are 6-point underdogs. I know you don't like that. So let's hear it.
You know what? I'm not going to say I don't like it. I actually do like it. The Raiders play better when their backs are against the walls. They've shown that all season. They won 4 in a row to get into the playoffs. They beat 3 playoff caliber teams. Borderline beat the Browns. They beat the Colts, who were pretty hot at the time, and they beat the Chargers, who, I mean, if you were to ask me who's to be in the playoffs at this point, the Steelers or the Chargers, I'd tell you the Chargers should be in there, but that's a different story. You said a 6-point favorite. If I was to pick this game, I would pick the Raiders +6, and this is being as unbiased as possible because the Raiders play close games. The last time they played the Bengals, it was 32-13. The game kind of got out of hand in the fourth quarter. It was 16-13 with 5 minutes left in the game, and the game kind of got out of hand. So the last time they played, it was a close game. The Raiders' defense is playing a lot better as of late. The running game is finally got going with Josh Jacobs leading the way. Before that, he was nowhere to be found before the winning streak. Derek Carr needs to step it up. I'll say that. He hasn't been playing very well as of late, but he hasn't had to because of the running game. But if I was to, you know, put a focus on who's going to be the key player or who the X factor is of this game, is going to be the front four, leading with Max Crosby, who was just destroying that right tackle against the Chargers on Sunday. So he's going to have another one of those kind of games. Yannick Ngakoue on the other side, and then whoever's in at D tackle, they have a good rotation going, and starting with Quentin Jefferson and Solomon Thomas. They have a good rotation, and they do well with just rushing four. If you know anything about Gus Bradley's defense, he's not the type to blitz. He's actually one at the bottom of the league at calling blitzes, and he hasn't really had to. And you on the flip side, you got the Bengals who their offense has been on fire, starting with Jamar Chase at wide receiver, and then you got Higgins as well. So that's going to be a tough task for that secondary for the Raiders. But if they can get to the quarterback, which has been proven all season that you can get to that Bengals, get to that quarterback, because the O-line has been giving up the most sacks this season. So it's proven that it can be done. I'm going to say this game is going to be a dogfight. The weather permits that. It's a slight chance of snow in Cincinnati. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it's going to be 32 degrees. It's going to be some wind. It's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be similar to that Browns game earlier this season. And I got the Raiders winning this game 20-16.
All right. Well, you covered it pretty good. You know, both teams have some good D lines. Both teams have good running backs. The Bengals come up better on receiving or quarterback wise. Can't say anything wrong about either of them. I love Derek Carr. I love Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the future of the NFL.
Yep.
The dude, I love Joe Burrow. Again, like I said last episode, I'd kill to have him as the Vikings quarterback. That duo is scary.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow. Joe Mixon, Josh Jacobs, both good running backs. Look at this. The Bengals won their last playoff game in 1991 in the wild card before losing next week to none other than the Raiders.
That's right.
The Raiders last won its playoff game 19 years ago.
Yeah.
The next week they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay led by Brad Johnson.
Oof.
So they're both in a big playoff drought. I saw a meme that said there's never been a text that said Bengals won a Super Bowl or Bengals won a playoff game. Not one time has a text been sent out. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, that's all that Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow heard this week is they haven't won a playoff game since 1991. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Raiders this, Raiders that. You know, this is going to be a dogfight. It's not going to be a 38-13 or whatever the final score was in the regular season. It's going to be a dogfight. And you know what? I'll pick the score to – I'll take the 20-16. I don't know – I love the Raiders, man. I love me some Rick Bisaccia. Give him coach of the year.
Yeah, man.
I just can't do it. I gotta take the Bengals, man. But that doesn't mean I'm not rooting for. I'm rooting for the Raiders, but I'm gonna take the Bengals to win. I'm gonna take that same score. That's not 6-point favorites. That's ridiculous. I'm gonna take them to win 20-16. Just flip the teams who win.
Got you. And you know what? I can see, you know, if Joe Burrow comes out, you know, slinging that ball and getting it to his receivers, and Joe Mixon does what Joe Mixon does, he gets at least a touchdown a game, it seems like, and he can get that running game going. It's going to be tough to stop. So the Raiders definitely have a big task at hand at trying to stop this offense, and that defense, trying to run on that defense, is going to be a little bit tough. It's going to be very tough. They're pretty stout at running, at stopping the run. So, you know, I can see if they win, it is what it is, you know, and I'll be happy to, at the end of the day, to see just the Raiders even being there, because they're not supposed to be there at all. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a good game, but as far as betting goes, I'm going +6 with the Raiders. And I'm going under 48.5 because the over under is 48.5. So under for that too. One.
Yeah, I'd take that too. But let's talk about another slobber knocker, man, because this is going to be a slobber knocker. I don't care what
anybody
says. It's going to be 6 degrees. You got New England at Buffalo. Now, there's a big storm rolling through. I don't know if it's going to hit Buffalo tonight, but it's supposed to be 6 degrees They're talking some areas of the East Coast getting like up to 16 inches of snow. Like this, I don't think they're gonna get the snow up there tonight, but this is gonna be crazy. Mac Jones, Bill Belichick versus Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. Diggs is pissed off. He was pissed off last year. You know, these two teams have played each other very fun. It's been fun to watch these two teams play each other. It's been fun to watch Mac Jones grow as a player and do it with nobody's 7-Eleven employees. Like I've said all year, their best receivers, Kendrick Bourne, Damian Harris, and Ramondre Stevenson have been running the ball great. Defense led by Matt Judon, J.C. Jackson. Like, this is going to be a fun game. Okay, Diggs versus J.C. Jackson. Bill's running game is a joke. I've said that for weeks. That's their biggest downfall, is their run game is primarily Josh Allen. Devin Singletary has been catching heat lately. He's been getting up 70-some yards and a touchdown in the last few games.
Right.
But Buffalo's a 4.5-point favorite at home. Mike, how do you see this going down, man?
You know, 4.5-point favorite, that's standard. You know, I'm not gonna say anything against that. The game, you can see two different games. You know, you got a game that I can see if it is a snowstorm. We're gonna see something similar to that Monday night game where it was heavy winds and the Patriots throw the ball three times. We can see that, and I would like to see if that's the case, how do the Bills respond? Because they were having problems running the ball. I would like to see more Josh Allen on the ground, which we didn't see on that Monday night game, if that's the case. Josh Allen is going to have to use his legs, and he's going to have to get in the trenches and put his head down and move forward, if that's the case. Now, if there isn't a snowstorm, the Bills, I like their offense and how they've been playing the last couple of weeks. They've shown some eliteness. I mean, they did play the Jets the last game, so, I mean, it's hard to tell. They are playing a much better defense than the Patriots. But at the end of the day, I would say, depending on what the weather looks like, I got the Bills in an advantage, and I'm going to take them to win by 7. They're going to cover that 4.5, and it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be 24-17, and so that would put it under 43 right there. So 41 combined points. So I'm going under 43. And a Bills to cover that 4.5.
I'm saying definitely under 43. Definitely in this game.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even think either team is going to score 20 points. If they do, it'll be a 20-17 win. I just don't see it. This game, the weather is going to be a huge factor.
Yep.
If it's windy and snowy and they can't throw the ball, give me Bill Belichick and that offense all day long.
I agree.
Because I am not taking Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, and who is it out there? Matt Breida, the third guy out there? Yeah. I'm not taking that. That run game does not scare me against that defense in New England. Josh Allen's going to lead the team in rushing in this game. Diggs is going to get frustrated, so he's going to act like a baby like he always does.
Yep.
You know, I'm honestly going to take Patriots regardless.
Okay.
I'm going to take Patriots regardless of who or what the weather is. I just, you know, everyone's like, oh, Patriots were pretenders at the end of the year because they kind of fell off. Come on now. Come on. This is Bill Belichick. You think he's not prime? You don't think he has some stuff up his sleeves? Like, everyone's just going to roll over on him just because he's I mean, I'm not saying he's Tom Brady, and this isn't Tom Brady-led Patriots going into Buffalo. First of all, that would have never happened. It would have been the other way around. But, I mean, I would love to see a rookie quarterback go and win this game.
Yeah.
Go and win this game, you know. So I'm going to take Patriots. I'm going to take Patriots to win this game.
Okay. And you know what? I'd be all right with that, because if it all lands in the right way, Patriots win, Raiders win, Steelers win. Raiders got a second round playoff game at home. So, hey, let's go for it. I wouldn't mind seeing the Patriots win, but I think at the end of the day, Josh Allen has been there. might turn up another notch in the playoffs. But, you know, you also got Bill Belichick, who's definitely been there. We know what
he's been there. Yeah, he's been there every year except for 1 year.
Right.
Or 2 years. 2011. They were 11-5 with Matt Castle. Didn't make the playoffs. Crazy.
Yeah, that's unreal. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to lean on Josh Allen for this one. This is the playoffs, and we look at our star quarterbacks when it's playoff time. So this is time for Josh Allen to step up, and I think he'll do so just enough for this in this game.
Well, we'll see. You know, if the Patriots win this game, it's going to set up for a crazy Super Bowl, because we all know what the NFL wants: Bucks, Pats. Speaking of Buccaneers, let's talk about tomorrow's noon game: Eagles at Buccaneers. Now, I've talked a lot of crap about this game. I have.
Yeah.
I do like the Eagles. I like Devontae Smith. I like Jalen Hurts. Devontae Smith is probably the third best wide receiver taken out of this draft. Their defense is okay. Darius Slay's having a bounce back year. But Bucks by 14. I mean, I'm sorry. I did no disrespect to the Eagles. They're there. They made the playoffs. They're 9-8. You know, James called the Eagles to win their division because he's, you know, insane. Their run game's okay. Kenneth Gainwell and his boy Miles Sanders. I just don't see it. This is playoff Tom Brady. You know, they're 8.5-point favorites for a reason. It's crazy to see Tom Brady in the wild card game, but that's just because of the extra playoff seed. Because let's see, 13-4. Yeah, he would be the number two seed if it was normal playoffs. There's nothing really else I have to say. I'm Buccaneers by 14. That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah, I got Buccaneers winning this game. They're 8.5. They're 8-point favorite. The over for that is 46. Something tells me that the Eagles are going to come out swinging in this game. They might even have a lead. I'm going to pick the Eagles plus 8 in this one, but they're not going to win this game. And I think that at some point you're going to see Tom Brady down, and he's going to have to do some magic in the fourth quarter to get past this game. I'm not saying final drive type of stuff, but they're going to be down, I think. I don't know. It's just one of those games that it kind of reminds me similar to when they played Washington last year in the playoffs, and Washington kind of gave him a hard time, and he just showed how gritty Taylor Heinicke was. And this is a very similar game to me, except that the Buccaneers are at home. So I would say that the Eagles are gonna I'm gonna pick Eagles plus 8, but I think the Buccaneers are gonna win by 6. I got the score 30-24. So I'm going to go over on the 46 on that one. And, Bucks win.
You know what? You're right. You're right, Mike. You convinced me. They are, you know, the Eagles are going to have a lead because they're going to get the ball first and they're going to kick a field goal. And that's their lead. Okay. Maybe I'm being too hard on them. You know, I gave them credit for their run game with Miles Sanders and Kenneth Gainwell. Then I just looked at the stats. Jalen Hurts led the team in rushing yards.
Yeah.
784 yards. You know, I mean, not saying the Bucks ran the ball significantly well. I mean, they have 1,000 running backs on that team that, you know, Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, Keyshawn Vaughn had a game this year. But Tom Brady threw for 5,300 yards.
It's unreal.
He threw 43 touchdowns. There's a stat I saw today that said Troy Aikman threw 188 touchdown passes in his career.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's thrown 188 touchdown passes since he turned 40.
That's such a crazy stat.
I understand why people hate Brady. You know, AFC fans, you know, Raider fans hate Brady, yeah, the Tuck rule. But I don't hate Brady because I don't hate success. I would, you know, don't know if I'm saying Super Bowl this year. Probably going to the Super Bowl. Maybe if the Packers slip up, I don't know. But come on, man. I don't see how the Buccaneers don't win by 14. I just don't see it. You know, I know Chris Godwin's out. I know Antonio Brown's out. Who, you know, Mike Evans is there. Scotty Miller's there. blah, blah, blah is there. Tom Brady has been doing it with nobody's his entire year except for a couple years with Moss and a couple years with Dion Branch. And guess who else is still there? Rob Gronkowski.
Yep.
Do I trust the Eagles linebackers to stop him?
No.
Hell no.
Gronkowski can have a big game in this one for sure. So I'll give you that.
I'm going to be a fanboy. I'm still going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win by 14, but you convinced me the Eagles are going to have a lead because they're going to get the ball first and kick a field goal.
All right. All right. So, you know, you kind of covered it yourself. The Bucs are without a lot of their offensive weapons. No Godwin. We all know what happened to Antonio Brown. Leonard Fournette, I don't know if he's going to be back, so it might be a Ronald Jones show. So Mike Evans he's going to be the one that Brady's going to be looking to, and Rob Gronkowski. And I think they're going to start a little bit slow. And this is just a hunch. I mean, I don't have anything to back that up on, but I think they're going to start a little bit slow. You also got to give credit to the Eagles offense. They're number one rushing offense in the league.
Which is crazy,
right? They
I know I just made fun of them, but
yeah.
Number one rushing offense in the league. What unbelievable.
Blows my mind because they did it with like 18 different people, it seems.
That's
like.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the Eagles are going to come out swinging. But yeah, they're no match for the Bucks. They're going to be outclassed at the end.
Yeah, I'm done talking about the Eagles. Let's move on. Yeah. Now this is the matchup that I want to see. I cannot wait to watch this game. San Francisco at Dallas.
Oh yeah, this is going to be great.
Who's the favorite? Dallas by 3.
Yeah.
So that's because they're the home team.
Right.
What have I said all year? Dallas Cowboys struggle against teams above 500. Oh, but they beat the Patriots. The Patriots were not above 500 when they beat them.
Right.
They are now. We all saw what happened against Cardinals. Yes, there's a bad call at the end. Blah, blah, blah. It's always something wrong with the way that the Cowboys lose. Blah, blah, blah. This is going to be a good game. I mean, let's be honest. This is going to be an Elijah Mitchell run offense. You know, Deebo Samuel, Garoppolo's going to throw the ball 10 times maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he does in the playoffs. He's going to do just enough. He'll have a big play towards the end of the game. It'll be 3rd and 6, and he'll hit Kittle for a 20-yard game, which will set up, you know, that'll win the game like always, like last year against the Saints, or 2 years ago against the Saints. But, like, Dak Prescott, I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this offense. I don't like Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
What do you think about this one?
So this is gut check time for the Cowboys in general. A lot of people's jobs are on the line. Like you said, Mike McCarthy, if he's one and done, I'm calling this man's going to be out of a job at the end of the weekend. So like you said, you got the Cowboys 3-point favorites. 49ers like to play bully ball. And this is, you know, that just goes back to what I said, gut check. What is this defense going to do against bully ball, against bullies? And when they interviewed the rookie, what's his name? I can't slip in my mind right now.
Elijah Mitchell?
No, Micah Parsons, sorry.
Oh, Micah.
When they interviewed, yeah, he's a monster. And when they interviewed him, they asked him, so what do you think about the 49ers playing bully ball? He was like, hey, I'm from wherever he's from. This where, you know, the bullies get bullied. I believe when he says that, man. I really do. And, you know, he's young, but I think he has like a pulse of this defense, and he's kind of controlling the identity of that defense. And I can see the Cowboys coming out and making a big statement just because a lot of people are saying, hey, you guys don't play well against good teams. That's the narrative right now. And for some reason, I'm going to say Cowboys are going to cover that 3, and they're going to win by double digits here. I think they're going to win by 10. I got the score 24-14. It's going to be a gut check time for the defense. I think they're going to show up. And you know, we've seen the offense with Dak Prescott has been kind of sputtering, and that run game especially. You got Ezekiel Elliott and Pollard. They've been on load management the last couple of weeks. We haven't really seen much of what they can do, and I think it's going to be heavy on the run, and they're going to be the bullies in this game. That's just what I'm going to say in this one. I think the Cowboys are going to win this game and go on and face the Bucks in the next round.
You know, when you said Cowboys by double digits, you know, the first thing I thought about was Shannon Sharp yelling at Skip Bayless.
Go ahead, man.
Skip!
Go ahead if you have to, man.
10 above, you know, double. No. No, I'm cool, man. I like your opinion. You've been on the Cowboy train all year. I don't know when you became such a Cowboy fan. I don't like it.
I know, right? I don't know how that ever happened, but yeah, you're right. You're right.
This team has, they're 12-5. Cool. They got some cool offensive weapons. Zeke, Tony Pollard, CD Lamb. What's that other dude's name? Mari Cooper, Dak Prescott, OKO line. Defense, Trevon Diggs sucks. I don't care. He's all pro. He's not a good cornerback. He gave up. He's the Jameis Winston of football or of defense.
Right.
11 interceptions, whatever. All pro, first team, not better than a lot of cornerbacks in the league. Debo Samuel is going to have a monster game. Elijah Mitchell is going to run for over 100 yards. And Jimmy Garoppolo is going to throw the ball 10 or less times. Write that down. Ooh. 10 or less times.
Okay.
The 49ers are going to win this game. And we are not going to hear we them boys until next year, finally. Like, we're going to see that meme. It's going to say, just checking to see if y'all still them boys.
Right.
give me the 49ers to win this game. The 49ers are close to being a top team in the league. They're 10-7. Their special team sucks. But they've had a lot of injuries the past few years. Are we not going to talk about how Bosa's having a dominant year?
Oh, yeah, he's dominant. Yeah, you're right.
He's
yeah.
had a dominant year, and it's been overshadowed because there's been a lot of defensive ends that have had such good years. On the other side of the ball, Micah Parsons, probably defensive player of the year. Definitely defensive rookie of the year. Possibly rookie of the year. I don't know. But, like, Bosa's a great pass rusher. They have Fred Warner, a top player in the league. Top yep. defensive player in the league. Their corners are a little suspect, just like the Cowboys. But it's like what we said about Belichick. Not as much, but Shanahan's been here before.
Yeah, Shanahan, true.
Of course, he hasn't done it on the road in the playoffs, but this game is bully ball for real. Like, yeah. I guarantee, I just yeah. have a, like, there's just something about this game. Like, Shanahan right now has a master plan to just take Micah Parsons out of the game. And just make Gregory, or whatever his name is, DeMarcus Lawrence, dominate. Trent Williams is not going to get beat by any of those guys. DeMarcus yeah. Lawrence is not in his prime anymore. But, they're a good team. Dallas is a good team. But San Francisco, I know Dallas fans are sweating.
They should.
This is like the fact that this is a wild card matchup, and you know San Francisco is the seventh or eighth seed, whatever they are, or sixth or seventh seed, whatever they are. I have a feeling. I'm gonna take San Francisco to win. I'm not gonna pick a score. Definitely cover. But Elijah Mitchell and Debo Samuel are going to have a monster game. And like I said, write that down. Jimmy Garoppolo will throw the ball 10 or less times.
Man, you should put a bet on that one, man.
And don't forget George Kittle. Do you think Vander Esch is going to cover George Kittle?
Yeah, you're right.
Give me a break.
You're right. So we got the over-under is 50 on this. Are you taking the over or the under on that one?
Under.
Yeah.
I'll take the under.
Yeah, if it's over 50, then it's Cowboys' advantage in the situation.
I agree with you on that.
So, okay. Yeah, it seems like we're seeing the game a little bit differently this week. We have a lot of differing in opinions, which is great. You know, it's going to be fun to talk about this on Tuesday.
Yeah, we could talk a lot of shit on Tuesday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the retirement party,
as they're calling it. That's at least something we can agree on, right?
Yeah, the retirement party, as they're calling it. No offense, Chris. My boy, Chris. You're my boy, Groover. USS New Orleans fantasy champion. You're my boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. But I cannot take your Steelers to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 12.5-point favorites in the playoffs.
That's bad.
That's bad. And the last matchup, what happened? It was like 50-10 or something. It was something close to that.
Yeah, it was close. It was close to that.
So, I mean, you know, they don't have Juju. The Chiefs defense is suspect. You know, maybe Chase Claypool, you know, can stop dancing and make some plays. I mean, the dude has problems catching the ball, but when he can make like absurd catches, you know, like some of the catches he makes are like Odell Beckham rookie year style catches, but he drops a lot of balls and he's a diva. That's why, old buddy on the other side, he's the, what's his name? Johnson, Deontay Johnson has been,
yeah.
Cause I thought Chase Claypool was going to be the guy once Juju went down.
Right.
But no. You know, maybe they have something to prove. They're going to come out and they're going to come out swinging. And, you know, there's this narrative of, oh, they're just talking crap about us, saying it's Ben's retirement. Yep, I'm going to call it that. I don't, maybe not, maybe the Chiefs won't cover 12.5 points, but I don't see how you can make a case for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can you try? You just want them to win so that you can play a home game.
Yeah, you're right. And it's hard for me to make a case. The one case I can make is, you know, you get Najee Harris, get him rolling and run the clock and control the ball and win time of possession. But that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough against the Chiefs. There's a lot to be said for pride, though, you know, and you got Big Ben in his final game. This is retirement ceremony right here. We all know that they're not going to win. They're likely not going to win this game. But there's a lot to be said for pride and going out swinging. This kind of reminds me of like a Rocky movie, yeah. You know, where Rocky's just coming out. He's getting dinged up. He's getting, you know, he's getting knocked down. And he ends up losing the match. But, you know, he goes like 15 rounds, but he's all like swollen up. His face is all jacked up. This is just what I see with this game. I'm definitely not taking that 12.5 for the Chiefs to cover. I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to win by 8 points. And yeah, Mahomes is not going to have to do much. I would say that I would watch for Tyreek Hill. He's been kind of cold lately. Yeah. I know he's been dealing with an injury last couple of weeks. I'll keep an eye on him. Maybe they don't necessarily need him. But, you know, Kelsey's going to get his. And, you know, they got a whole list of receivers they can throw to anyway. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs in this one, and it's going to be 27-19, eight point game. And so that'll put them over 46.
Sure, I'll take that too. You know, in the regular season, obviously they beat the hell out of them. I mean, this is a type of game where you look at it in the regular season, you think, okay, this could be a trap game, right? They're 12.5-point favorites. But this is the playoffs. I don't think Andy Reid's, they're not going to come out soft or whatever, however you want to put it.
Right.
Maybe they do cover. I don't know, man. They could cover. I don't know. They could come out and put up 40 piece.
They could. If they come out early on top of the Steelers, that's going to be demoralizing, and that'll set the tone for the entire game. So it really depends on how quick the Chiefs come out. Now, if they come out flat against like they did against the Broncos on that final game, the Steelers can stay in this game.
Right.
But if the Chiefs come out, you know, with that offense looking like we've seen them in years past, then yeah, the Steelers are in trouble.
We'll see. You know, nothing. I can't say nothing bad about the Steelers. I've never really had an issue with Ben. I hope the best for him. I can't say I hope they win because I do like the Chiefs a lot. And the Chiefs are the only team that I think can stop the. Never mind. I'm just gonna leave it at that. But let's go. Let's go to Monday night. We got the division rivals, Cardinals, Rams. They played each other twice. They played each other tough twice. Yeah. They're 1-1 against each other this year. They both put up 30 points plus in their wins. They both put up 20 plus in their losses. Kyler Murray, Matt Stafford, Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury. This could be a fun game. You got Rams as 4-point favorites at home. Standard. I'm not going to say anything bad about that. Monday Night Football. This could be a, I mean, it's a division game. You already know. Division games are crazy in the regular season. They're even crazier in the postseason. What you got for this one?
Man, this game is going to be this is going to be a chess match. I mean, you got two teams playing each other for the third time. They split in the regular season and they played each other hard both games. So this is going to be a big chess match. You know, it wouldn't surprise me we get a 7-7 halftime score where both defenses just know exactly what's going to happen and they just, you know, stop the opposing offense and a big stalemate, and you're gonna have to dig deep into the playbook and try to figure out what's working. This is gonna be a final possession game, and you know, I think Matt Stafford, he has something to prove. He has never won a playoff game in his career. I think that's gonna be the X factor. You know, Kyler Murray, he's young. He's got time to. His time isn't now, I don't think. I think it's time for Matt Stafford to step up, and if he gets the ball at a final possession, he's gonna make it happen. I'm gonna take the Rams to. I'm gonna take the Cardinals. What is it? A three point spread?
4 point.
It's 4 points. So yeah, I'm gonna pick the Cardinals plus four, and I got a 30-27 game. So over 40. What's the over under? Is like 50 or 49?
49, I believe.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go over on that one, and then I'm gonna go 30-27 Rams. 49.
Yeah, so I see this game starting off with a bomb. I think the Rams are gonna get the ball first. I think that it's gonna be a long, deep pass to Van Jefferson, play action, bootleg, just a bomb to somebody, and that's gonna set the tone. And I think the Rams are going to win by double digits, man. I do.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I can see that. You know,
like you said, it's not the time for the Cardinals. It's, you know, is DeAndre playing? I can't remember if he's back or not.
Is he back? I thought I read that he was going to be out for the regular season. I don't know if he's going to be back for this game, though.
James Conner's banged up. Chase Edmonds is banged up. Rondell Moore's banged up. I don't know. We'll see. I like the Rams. James emailed me. He said he's still got his Super Bowl ticket on them, and we'll see. I mean, I hope he's right, because I don't want the Packers to be in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. I want somebody else to be in there than them. But yeah, I'm gonna take them to win by double digits, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're without a lot of weapons, and I can see the game kind of getting out of their control if Kyler Murray is getting abused by that defense and that pass rush. It can get out of hand. I can see a double digit.
This is a game where you're going to see Von Miller just come up. Like,
yeah.
This is why they went and got Von Miller for this reason.
Because, yeah,
God, Aaron Donald's going to dominate.
Yeah.
Give me the Rams to just win by 10.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards. I said a 3-point game just because it's a division matchup, and the third time, you kind of know, you guys know each other so well, but the Cardinals are a little thin right now. They've had a lot of injuries, and I said at the beginning of the season that when the Cardinals were on that streak and everybody was saying they're the best team in the league, I was like, they're going to run out of gas, and they're definitely showing that they're running out of gas. So Yeah, I'm gonna stick to that 3 points, but it wouldn't surprise me if this game got out of hand.
Well, we'll see, but that about does it, man. We got playoff football starting in a couple hours, so we're gonna get out of here. Mike, you got any last words? I know you got something else to say.
Just win, baby. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how it's done. I don't care how it looks. Just win. And yeah, I'm just excited, man. Let's get these games going. I'm ready to go.
It's nice. It's cold. It's like 6 degrees here in Iowa. I'm ready to. I'm gonna make stew tonight. Making some Irish stew. Okay. Watch some football. Maybe drink a couple cocktails. Who knows? Ready to watch some football. But good luck to everyone out there. I hope your team wins. You know, sorry, Eagle fans. I'm so tough on you, but that's just who I am. But yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode of Unbiased Football Talk, Playoff Edition. For Mike, I'm Ian, and we'll catch y'all on Tuesday.